I'm here with Alexander McCurse, editor-in-chief of The Duran. Alexander, let's talk about the Horowitz Report, which is coming out in a little over a week. And we've heard conflicting stories and conflicting rumors as to what the Horowitz Report contains. We've heard from various Republicans. One name comes to mind, Lindsey Graham, who said it's going to be damning. And we've heard, especially from the New York Times recently, that the Horowitz Report is not going to be damning at all. In other words, Everyone's going to get off, including Comey, McCabe, and all these guys are going to say, okay, they operated a little, you know, a little foolishly, but no crime was committed, because at the end of the day, this is what the New York Times is saying, and I'm paraphrasing. At the end of the day, we all know that Russia meddled in the U.S. elections. So even though we spied on Carter Page and all these guys illegally and all this stuff, it's okay. It's justified because the Russians did it. That's pretty much what the argument is, as far as those people that are saying the Horowitz Report is not going to say anything, is not going to indict anybody, at least. Anyway, Alexander, you sent me an article via Andrew McCarthy from National Review as well, and he outlines a lot of what's going around with the Horowitz Report. Get into what you see going on. Maybe you want to touch upon Andrew McCarthy's article as well. How do you see things playing out? We have about 8 days.
We have about 8 days. I mean, first of all, Andrew McCarthy, I should explain to our viewers, is a former federal prosecutor. He worked as a federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York. His boss at that time was none other than Rudy Giuliani. And he is an exceptionally fine lawyer. And I'm going to say also that his views of Russiagate are essentially, or have been, very close to my own. I'm sure he would find that rather a strange point to say, given that he's an American lawyer who is within the system and I'm not. But I mean, having said that, I do have some experience of these things, and I found him an infallibly sensible and accurate source, and one whose arguments I wholly agree with. Now, can I just
quickly there and correct me if I'm wrong, Andrew McCarthy is not, I don't want to say anti-Russian, but he's not a fan of Russia and Putin. Just to clear it out, he's not pro-Russian in any way.
No,
he's maybe even a little hawkish on Russia.
He is, I would say, distinctly hawkish on Russia. One of his major points of difference between with Donald Trump is that even though he's a Republican and a conservative Republican, he absolutely does not agree with Donald Trump about wanting a rapprochement with Russia. He has hammered that point repeatedly. But as I said, he's a very good lawyer, and he understands these issues, and he writes what I think is absolutely spot on legal analysis. And you know, I make all that because clearly he's someone who knows what he's talking about. Now, he hasn't seen the report. He hasn't seen any part of the report. I haven't seen any part of the report. I've got to know something over the last couple of years, since we started the Duran and perhaps a little before, about news management. And it seems to me that these leaks that we're seeing in the New York Times seem to be an attempt to establish the story and prepare the narrative before the Horowitz Report is published. And I'm going to make a guess, but I'm guessing that the people who are providing these leaks to the New York Times and CNN also, by the way, are our old friends, Mr. McCabe and Mr. Comey and all, possibly Peter Strzok and all the others who were involved in these things. Bruce Orr is another possibility. You know, all of these people. I'm going to say this. If what we are seeing or hearing from CNN and the New York Times is true, that the line that Horowitz is going to take is that, yes, these people did do some wrong things, but the only person who did anything really bad was a sort of low-ranking FBI lawyer who, you know, altered some documents in some way that didn't really matter, but for which he deserves to be indicted. Well, if that is what Horowitz is going to say, then I have no hesitation at all in saying that Horowitz in that case will be a whitewash. Because the argument that, you know, it was all justified because the Russians were meddling in the election. From any point of view, but I'd say especially from a legal point of view, simply doesn't add up. It doesn't wash, because we're not looking here. These FISA warrants, which are supposed to be the issue that Horowitz was looking at, these FISA warrants were not sought because the Russians were supposedly meddling in the US election. They were sought because supposedly the Trump campaign was colluding with the Russians. And that collusion seems to have been largely based on the information that was being provided by Christopher Steele, Glenn Simpson, and Fusion GPS, this extraordinary dossier that they were churning out, which is providing all this information about all these supposed nefarious contacts that were going on between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And what we know, and you know, I think we have to accept that this is in fact factual knowledge, because people like Grassley and Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes, who have actually seen the underlying information that was provided to the FISA court, are telling us is that those applications that were made to the FISA court and which resulted in the surveillance of Carter Page and the others, because it looks as if others were placed under surveillance also, were largely, if not entirely, based on the Steele dossier and perhaps on other information that Christopher Steele was planting in various American newspapers. So if you know, if that, it seems to me, it would be extraordinary abuse, putting aside any question of motivations, because on the part of the FBI and its officials, because if what Grassley, Gowdy, Nunes are telling us is true, then the FBI intentionally and knowingly relied upon a dossier which was, quote, opposition research, i.e. paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and by the Democrats, in order to justify surveillance of Donald Trump, and that the people who were involved in doing all of that, Strzok and Lisa Page, as they've been shown in their various email exchanges and text exchanges, and of course McCabe and Comey through other circumstances, were grossly biased against Donald Trump, and at least at some level either believed or pretended they believed that the allegations that he was involved in some kind of collusion were true. Now, as I said, There's the meddling, whether the Russians meddled in the election or not, that's one issue. But you should not use the fact that the Russians meddled in the election to make applications based on fabricated or unreliable evidence to undertake surveillance of American citizens. There is supposed to be a legal standard of proof before you make those applications, and it was not met in this case, and it was not met with the FBI and the Justice Department, must presumably having had some awareness that it was not being met.
That's my fear, Alexander. When I was going through the McCarthy article, and I'll put a link for that article in the description box as well, so our viewers can see it. My fear is that the Horowitz report is going to rely heavily on the Russia did it narrative. And they're just going to say, okay, we all know, and it's agreed upon, that the Steele dossier is completely fabricated. You know, there was no Russian consulate in Miami, and the information presented in that dossier was ridiculous, bordering on just flat out lies, misinformation, and poor research as well. Anyone could go on the internet and see that Russia doesn't have a consulate in Miami. So it was very lazy work on behalf of Steele. But the fear is that Horowitz is going to say, you know what, this was such a important development, and this is, you know, about protecting our democracy, the U.S. democracy, and the gravity of the situation, Russia meddling in the U.S. election, that even though the FBI did some irregular things, you know, McCabe, Baker, Comey, all these guys, the gravity of the situation was so important that it justified, you know, the FISA court's decisions. That's my fear on all of this, when, you know, we've been saying this for a long time, people need to be indicted.
This is exactly the thing, and you've been saying this all along, actually. You were saying it right the way back. And if I may say, my very first article, which can still be found on the Duran, in which I said that I was, you know, that this is the real scandal in the whole Russiagate story, is not the collusion allegations between Donald Trump and the Russians, which have no reality. You know, we'd identified that right from the start. We never believed this. What I said was the real scandal was that American citizens had been placed under surveillance, even though they had done nothing wrong and had had their reputations trashed, even though they had done nothing wrong, and that this might have extended to Donald Trump himself. In that first article, I expressed concerns that the people who were involved, who at that time, I didn't know their names. I knew Comey, but I'd never heard of McCabe. I'd never heard of Peter Strzok. I knew nothing of Lisa Page. I knew nothing of Bruce Orr. I was, even at that time, I was worried that nothing would be done to them. Well, I come back to this. If nothing is done to them, it's a whitewash and a cover-up, frankly, because I come back to what I say. Even if the FBI had actually and truly believed what CrowdStrike was telling, that the Russians had hacked into the DNC computers, and they had really believed this extraordinary nonsense about, you know, this troll farm in St. Petersburg supposedly flooding the internet with, you know, pro-Trump messages. And it, by the way, it didn't flood the internet with pro-Trump messages. It did so on a microscopic scale, and most of the most of the messages were not even pro-Trump, and there were as many pro-Hillary Clinton messages as pro-Trump. That whole story is nonsense. But even if the FBI had been such an incompetent and deluded and stupid agency that they had believed all of those things, they still realized, they still would have acted wholly improperly in seeking FISA warrants against people like Carter Page at the time that they did, based on the information that they had, and by failing to provide all the details about that information which they had to the FISA court. So that was gross FISA abuse, however you try to package it. So, I mean, you know, there is, to my mind, no real defense here. And the attempt to conflate the Russians did it argument with the FISA abuse is justified argument. That simply, to me, is extraordinarily wrong and incredibly dangerous. So, I mean, you know, that is the position. To my mind, there was a complete breakdown of controls as those FISA warrants were obtained. And personally, I have no doubt about it. I mean, I don't think this was done by accident. I don't think the FBI is that incompetent. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. And as for the Steele dossier, you said, you know, that they needed some research to find out that, you know, it was wrong. You know, I cannot believe personally that the US intelligence community, of which, to be very clear, the FBI is part, didn't realize that there were serious problems with that dossier the moment they saw it. I do not hold myself up as a Russia expert, I do know some things about that country, and the moment I saw it, I knew it simply could not be true. I mean, I knew that Russia just doesn't work like that. I'm sure the CIA knows it. I'm sure the FBI knows it. And I wasn't the only person to say that, by the way. I mean, obviously, people who were very, very much more expert about Russia, people like Stephen Cohen and all sorts of people like that, they could see the weaknesses, the absurdities about the Steele dossier very quickly. But even someone like Patrick Cockburn, for example, who's not a Russia expert, he was a reporter for the Financial Times in Moscow, I think way back in the 1980s. Even he could see this didn't make sense. So to say that the FBI were fooled by this thing is incredible. And if the FBI is that incompetent, so that it actually was fooled to that extent, so that is an incredibly serious matter, and that repays investigation also, investigation in another way, because it means that the people who are in charge of US counterintelligence are wholly and completely and totally incompetent, and frankly should not be in their jobs.
No, that's not the case, Alexander. We
No,
know
I
that.
don't believe.
And even
I don't believe it.
Strzok and Page admitted that when they talked about the insurance policy. So, I mean, that I think
I
that's
agree. I mean,
documented now. This was an insurance policy.
I agree. I don't believe that either. I don't believe that the FBI, which, as I said, is a part of the US intelligence community, is that ignorant of Russia that they really gave this thing, this Steele dossier, that amount of credence, that they really thought that the Russians were prepared to sell vast chunks of, give, not sell, give vast amounts of Gazprom to, or is it, sorry, Rosneft, the state oil company, to Carter Page, a man, again, who is an almost inconsequential person. I mean, that in itself is so crackers.
He would have been worth, I think the estimate was 16 billion if the Steele dossier was correct and Russia was going to give him all those
Exactly.
shares at Rosneft. But
Exactly.
going to Carter Page real quick, Alexander. Carter Page, when he found out that all this stuff was going down and that the FBI had him under surveillance, he voluntarily went to the FBI and said, "I'll sit down with you guys for an interview and tell you everything I know and everything I've been doing, with my consulting work, whether it's Russia or any other countries." So if someone volunteers to go to the FBI and divulge all the information that they know and all the contacts they have, why would the FBI continue to push for these FISA warrants on him?
Excellent point. And of course, the point about Carter Page was that he had previously been an FBI informer, or informant, I should say, when he had previously been reached out to by the Russians. So he is absolutely not behaving like any kind of go-between or spy or anything of the sort. He was acting throughout as a fully patriotic American, somebody who had certain views about, wanted to see good relations between the US and Russia, but nothing more than that. There was no reason at all to set in motion this vast surveillance operation against him. And I can just say this frankly, I'm absolutely sure that the FBI, this is my view, but I'm absolutely sure about it, that the FBI never for one microsecond believed the Steele dossier allegations about Carter Page. They never imagined that Carter Page was a spy or a go-between between Donald Trump and the Kremlin or anything like that. But he was a good peg to handle these, to hang these FISA warrant applications on. And the intention was to use those applications in order to carry out surveillance, not just on Carter Page himself, but on other people within the Trump campaign. In other words, those FISA applications are a gateway into looking at all sorts of people and all kinds of things.
Exactly, a gateway.
I mean, that seems to me
That's the
the
perfect
obvious
word.
thing. Yeah.
That's the perfect word, Alexander. A gateway into opening up a whole, you know, whole vast amount of people they could surveil via Carter Page.
Yes.
And Alexander, another point that you made is that the FBI knew that the Steele dossier was a hoax. And I think that's also confirmed by the fact that there is news that Horowitz did find that there was an FBI lawyer who falsified FISA documents. This is very serious. But I think that also underscores your point in that the FBI knew that it was a hoax, a Steele dossier, so they had to even falsify documents to obtain
those
FISA warrants.
Yes. And they got some person in the lower levels of the bureaucracy to do it for them, which, by the way, when wrongdoing happens, is a classic way of covering up abuse. In other words, you don't get the boss, you know, Jim Comey or Andrew McCabe coming along and falsifying the documents. You get Jim Comey and McCabe going right down the line of command to find some poor mug who will do it so that they'll get the rap. To my mind, that actually shows how bad and contaminated the whole process was. And that's what I think happened. I'm absolutely convinced of this, that they didn't really believe this dossier. It's a crazy dossier. They knew what they were doing. They were falsifying documents. They were pretending that articles that were appearing in the media corroborated the dossier when they knew that Christopher Steele was behind them, those articles, and when they knew that Christopher Steele, that these articles therefore did not corroborate the dossier. They were playing all kinds of games with the FISA court. To what extent, by the way, the FISA judges were in themselves, you know, willing to go along with some of this, that's an interesting question, because I do wonder how uncritical or how easily led by the nose those judges were. But it looks to me, as I said, as if we're looking at a systematic campaign by the FBI to get blanket surveillance, all sorts of people, and they clearly bent the rules to do it and broke the rules to do it. And I think, as I said, if Horowitz fails to say that, then I will be deeply concerned. And to me, it will be straightforwardly a whitewash. Now, Andrew McCarthy doesn't use that word, whitewash. That's my word. I stand by it. And I'm prepared to go, as I said, use stronger language on this than Andrew McCarthy is. We will see what Horowitz says.
Stay with that point to close out the video, Alexander. It's coming out, I believe we said December 9th. So it's coming out December 9th. You haven't seen the report. I haven't seen the report, obviously. None of us, Andrew McCarthy, has to see the report. But we know that Comey and McCabe have been shown parts of the report.
Yeah.
Carter Page also has not seen the report, interestingly enough. He's been denied access to the report, even though he's the centerpiece of the FISA warrants. CNN, New York Times, they're leaking via anonymous sources. Yeah. Who we can confirm are McCabe and Comey and Baker and all these guys. They're their anonymous sources, given the fact that they work for CNN pretty – actually, McCabe does work for CNN now. He is a CNN contributor. So we've been getting these leaks that Horowitz is going to let them off the hook. We've heard from the other side that it's going to be damning as well. We've heard some people say that. Prediction time. What do you think it's going to say? And you're taking a big leap now, because
I am taking
no idea. But if you had to put a hunch on it, I'll tell you my hunch. I think he's not going to say anything. I don't think he's going to indict anybody. I think he's going to fall on the Russia did it. That's my
I'm starting to fear that, to be honest. And I have to say, on balance of probabilities, I think that is what he's going to say. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that the New York Times and the CNN and all these people would be leaking in this way, if that isn't what he's ultimately going to say. Can I make another point, by the way? You said that Carter Page hasn't seen it, and, you know, even though he's supposed to be at the center of this thing, Carter Page hasn't seen it. CNN have seen parts of it. New York Times has seen parts of it, or at least if they haven't seen parts of it, they've been told about parts of it. So the person who is the victim here knows less about the investigation than the perpetrators, obviously, and the media outlets that the perpetrators work for. Isn't that in itself something that perhaps repays some questioning, if not investigation?
Says a lot. We'll leave it there. Alexander Mercuris, editor-in-chief of The Duran, thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below and click on the notifications bell to make sure you get notifications every time we publish a new video. Please go to PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar and donate to The Duran. Your donation helps keep this channel up and running, especially when they demonetize us, which they do now on a regular basis.
Not pretty much.
Also, you can get an audio copy of this video on SoundCloud as well. So check us out there. The links are in the description box down below. And go to Duran Video and BitChute, which are alternative video platforms. BitChute, of course, is the free speech video platform. And Duran Video is our own platform that we're developing, and it's coming along real nice. We invite everybody to join us there as well. And on Telegram, subscribe to our channel because we post everything on Telegram, and Telegram is also a great free speech resource. And on Telegram, we post a lot of special discounts and coupons for Duran Shop. We have 20% off all throughout the holidays on Duran Shop. Use DRN20 in the checkout box. DRN20, that's the coupon code for 20%. Alexander, we have a lot of stuff going on. And very, very quickly, you are a Russian expert. You know you're a Russian expert, if not one of the foremost Russian experts
no,
on
hardly.
The planet. So anyway, Alexander.
Well, indeed. And since we are talking about Russia, well, look, here we are. We've got our magic mug with the emblem. I don't know, hope you can see it there. Of the Russian Federation, you know, the light, you can see it better in Alex's because the light is actually pretty strong. I've also got another one with the Russian emblem here, which is the Alpha Force. That's Russia's elite special forces unit. And they are really elegant, marvelous mugs, as we've discussed many times on our programs. I think you can see it better now. I mean, beautiful emblems, beautiful mugs. 15 ounces. I've been drinking tea from them all day. It's been a bright, cold day in London. My wife and I were walking our dogs in the park. They were actually jumping, believe it or not, into a reservoir near to where we are, into the cold water. They love it. They're not affected. But, you know, we were, so we needed to come back afterwards and have nice, good steaming cups of hot tea. And what better mug to do that from than these marvelous ones that you see here, which are, as I said, 15 ounces. They keep the tea warm. They're beautifully made. They look great. They absolutely look phenomenal. And they are the perfect cups for tea, for coffee, for hot chocolate, which I recently tried and it worked brilliantly, by the way. For beer, that I've also tried it from, and it works brilliantly. In fact, for every conceivable thing. And you won't just get mugs like that on our shop. You will find all sorts of great things. You'll find our marvelous shirts. You see the long-sleeved t-shirt I'm wearing, which is absolutely the right t-shirt for when it's cold and windy as it is now. 100% cotton, which keeps you both warm in the winter and cool in the hot summer days. And we've also got lots of other t-shirts. We've got short sleeve t-shirts, we've got v-neck shirts. We've got our absolutely extraordinary and amazing and very stylish polo shirts, which I've often worn to social occasions and look fantastic in. And we've also got other great things. We've got hoodies, we've got stickers, we've got hats, ideal things to wear in the cold wind. So don't hold back. Get yourself these great things. Alex has told you about the discounts. Alex has told you about the great new platforms we're using. And on Telegram, you can find these discounts. We're really excited about our platforms. This is, you know, the season where one buys things for oneself and for one's friends and for one's family. And these are perfect gifts at this time of year. So don't hold back. Help yourself. Help the Duran. Go to our shop. Alex will tell you again how to do it.
You'll find a link to the shop down below in the description box, theduranshop.com. Alexander Mercuris, editor-in-chief of The Duran, thank you very much. Till next time, everybody, take care.